we are, you know, sicker than ever, and we're disconnected more than ever from our bodies. And
you've just tuned into Rebel Wellness Podcast, your resource for realigning and revitalizing your health and well-being. I'm your host, Kaylee, also known as Coach Kales. I'm a holistic health educator, certified nutritionist, and fitness professional of nearly a decade. I'm stoked to have you with us. You just joined a community of amazing souls who are ready to break free from the confines of the often outdated and confusing health advice all around us. Living in a world overwhelmed by quick fix diets and unrealistic beauty and body standards, us rebels stand for change. If you're like me, you're exhausted with the confusion and polarization plaguing the social media health scene. My mission is to empower you to step beyond today's diet culture. Adopt a holistic health approach paired with the foundations of science for lasting, well-rounded wellness. Through teaching you how to tune in and embrace your mind, body, and soul, we'll reject one-size-fits-all solutions, realigning you on a better path that honors your unique needs and values. With new episodes weekly, this podcast is your sanctuary for deep wellness exploration, featuring expert advice, real-life stories, and a true commitment to your growth. Your journey to better health and simplicity in life begins now. Let's jump right in. What's up, Rebels? Today we have a very special episode. We are celebrating 100 episodes of Rebel Wellness Podcast, and I am over the moon with reaching this milestone. It's kind of funny because, you know, it's like, it's just a really big round number. Like we're bumping into the triple digit podcast episodes recorded and published zone, which is really important, not only just because not a lot of podcasters get to that point with that level of like commitment and whatnot, but also because it's just one of those things where I am proud of this journey so far and how much I've been able to expand sharing the knowledge and all of the amazing things that have come from this podcast so far in just 2 years. And so I am so glad that you guys are tuning in today. If this is your first time listening to any episode, welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here. We are heading into a brand new year. It is about to be 2025, y'all. That's already kind of crazy when you think about it. Like we're 1/4 of the way to 2100. I don't know. It just is like crazy to me because, you know, we're thinking about we're almost into many of the like predicted years of crazy tech advancements or all these different things that they say by 20 something or other, by 2035, we should have this available and blah, blah, blah. I mean, heck, we already have AI that's very commonplace at this point this year. So it's going to be very interesting to see how things progress, maybe how things regress. You know, I'm not sure. We're going to see what happens moving forward. But what I can tell you guys is that we will continue to progress with the podcast. And I think one of the biggest things that I wanted to talk about a little bit in today's episode where, you know, today's episode, I want to talk about like a little bit of the podcasting journey highlights and things, and maybe some of the lowlights because we're going to keep it real because Kales always likes to keep it real, right? But I also want to share like the top three lessons from Rebel Wellness so far that our listeners have relayed to us over the years, as well as, you know, what's coming in the future for the podcast as well, what you can expect from season 3, 2025. And we are kicking it off with this episode. But what I was going to say before kind of telling you a little bit about what today's episode is going to be about, I think it's really important that podcasters, you know, there's a million of them. I would say like if I had to reflect on one of the biggest things that I've heard from people over the years, it would be definitely just the fact that it's like, oh, another podcaster. There's like thousands of podcasts. Like, of course you have a podcast or this or that. You know, honestly, I never really got that reaction. Most people are pretty like excited or like stoked about it. But in the beginning, especially from, I would say like some peers or maybe, you know, just more people that I guess are a little bit more cynical. And it's kind of one of those things where you really just find your voice or you don't when you're doing a podcast. And for me, it's always been about, can I at least impact one life per episode or something like that. And it doesn't even have to be like perfectly like every episode changes a life. But if I can impact the way you think about food, the way you process your mindset around your body or your relationship or your relationships in your life or your relationship to fitness or, you know, health in general, that means the most to me. That's the whole reason that I have this podcast. And so this podcast is one of those places where you're going to get pretty much as much free coaching from me as you can. And I hope that you guys just gather all these resources that I've kind of put together for you, because this is going to be one of the best ways for you to continue to grow and explore the world of modern wellness as we see it, because it's constantly changing. And as you guys know, especially with like my Hot Take Summer series I do every year, it's so key to question things and look into it deeper and explore the nuance. But of course, it's hard to do that when your brain isn't trained in that world, or you've not, you know, you don't know exactly what you should be questioning, because it's, again, not your industry, not your background in education or a variety of things. And so that's where I step in. That's where I am trying to be a resource for you guys and continue to help you access your best health and be more curious and learn how to be intuitive with your body, because I think optimal health and the best longevity for your vitality comes from better knowing how to understand yourself or understand concepts that can be often complex and confusing or very polarized, you know. So that is where we have absolutely just loved providing this podcast resource for you guys. And I do think that it's going to be a really great year ahead for us with 2025. I have so many great things in the works with you, with some awesome interviews coming up, a lot more. And we're going to be shifting a little bit of what I highlight more in season 3 as far as advocating for yourself and learning your body, because that's what I really am the most passionate about teaching right now, and where we get a lot of feedback from listeners when it comes to what they are really loving and enjoying from the podcast. So you're going to expect to get a lot more of that. And I hope that you guys are excited as I am, because it's going to be really fun. Okay. So, you know, before I get into all of it, I would love for you guys to go join our community on Instagram at Rebel Wellness Podcast or at Kaylee Loren. You can follow both of those, check them out in the show notes, as well as a ton of other great resources I have available for you guys in the show notes, including the opt-in for my one time a month wellness newsletter, full of all good things, variety of clean beauty products, journal prompts, up-to-date science on health things or hot topics going on right now, and kind of, you know, just get a little taste into my life. You know, I like to check in with you guys, let you guys know what I'm kind of going through, or, you know, interesting thoughts that I have, whether or not you have them too. It's been kind of fun, because I've gotten some people who have kind of responded back and were like, oh my gosh, this month's newsletter was like on point with how I've been feeling. So I'm so glad to know that I'm not the only one. You know that feeling. We all love that feeling. So those are all going to be able to be found in our show notes. So go over there to check them out. And the other thing that I would love to invite you guys, celebrating 100 episodes, if you are a ride or die and you've been listening to the podcast for a while now, it would mean so much to us if you have not already to spend like 30 seconds and rate our podcast for us, so it can help grow and spread. You know, it is something that takes not very much time, and it makes such a big difference for us to grow. And so I would absolutely love it if you guys could take a moment and do that for us, but you don't have to. But I would love it if you would, because that's the hardest thing, easily the hardest thing on a little young podcast growth journey. And I think that's why a lot of people, you know, say that you need to be committed for a solid amount of time, because it is one of those things where you put in the reps, you put in the time, and you can't bypass that unless you are somebody who's like a celebrity or something with a huge following and then people already behind you and stuff like that, which I think has been a little bit great because of the community on Instagram that I've built. That definitely helped the podcast, you know, move a little bit faster and grow a little bit more. I think than, you know, a random person starting a podcast, perhaps. But I will say that it is one of those things where it is challenging, you know. I'm going to talk more about that here in a moment. So let's dive into today's episode. And I'm going to share all of the Rebel Wellness lessons that have changed everything for me and what everything from our story into, you know, things that have actually come from our podcast episodes that you guys have told us that have been game changers for you. All right, let's get into it. All right, so if you are not already a podcaster yourself, or, you know, you've always listened to podcasts, but it's not been something that you want to do or whatnot, I will tell you guys that the best advice I had gotten so far in the early stages of the podcast, especially when I was like trying to decide if I wanted to do the thing, which was back in September 2022, frankly, podcasting has been on my mind, and lots of my clients in the past would tell me I should do it for years, but I never really thought like, okay, this actually could be a legitimate thing that I'd be interested in doing until around then, September 2022 or so. And somebody told me that you should, I think I was listening to another podcaster. I can't remember which one it was. Might have been like Alex Hormozy or something. And they said that basically you're going to commit to at least 4 years of discipline with posting before you should give any like thought to quitting or whatever. Because the thing is that it takes a lot of time to kind of not just like find your voice, but find what you really like, what sits with your audience and what people want to learn about, what you can bring to the table, right? That is special and unique. And if people actually like care and want to continue to learn from it or listen, you know, because there's a lot of podcasts that are not about learning, you know, I totally know I'm like an education podcast to the most extent. But at the same time, it's like, there's a bajillion education ones, there's a bajillion like social casual ones that are fun. There's so many great things. I mean, they're all like little radio shows in a way, right? And so when I started the podcast, I told my editor, like, all right, I am going to commit to this at least for sure for 2 years, but my goal is 4 years. Because for some reason, that just, you know, I took that comment to heart and I was like, I'm going to make sure that I am relentlessly committed to giving this the best shot that I can. And so for me, that's been really fun because it's one, you know, all those things that you never finish. If you're somebody who starts projects and doesn't like see it all the way through or half-asses it or a variety of different things. For a while there, because I was so burnt out and strung out with my training business that I couldn't maintain a lot of things. Like social media was exhausting to me and I had like more than a full-time roster of clients training, my plate was full, and then I had some side plates. And it was one of those things where I was like, this is great. You know, my business doesn't rely on social media or these things. However, at the same time, it was not great because I was kind of holding my own self back from what I always wanted to aspire to in the next evolution of what I was the most passionate about and what I wanted to offer services for, help people with, you know. And it kept me stuck in the training world for like a couple years longer than I really wanted to. And quite frankly, I'm really only out of it finally now. I do still have some in-person clients that I'm just probably going to die with. I'm just kidding. That I plan to continue working with for a while. But as far as new training clients or, you know, the other training services that I was offering, those are no longer going to happen. And even though it's really sad for part of my, you know, career journey, it's really exciting because now I've got all the space cleared for everything that I have found that I am most passionate about through, you know, honestly, this mode of podcasting with Rebel Wellness. And that is one of those things where when I think back to this journey so far, I think I have been able to stay so consistent because I am just trying to be as disciplined to see something through that I have started that I really love. Frankly, that is what is keeping me going, making episodes for you guys every Monday,
weekly. And I, you know, people have asked me, other people, other professionals, health professionals in my industry have been like, you know, how do you like know, like have things to talk about? There's so many amazing things to talk about. And, you know, I've gathered actually most of my topics from real life conversations with clients or people on social media, you know, just all these things. I've gathered hot topics or, you know, just experience from working one-on-one with so many women over the years. And that for me has been really great to kind of feel like all of my creative inception of ideas have been like authentic. They've been from me, like what I want to talk about. You know, I'm not copying other people or pulling what is like just the most like buzzy topic type to, you know, do you guys know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to ever be that person who just is kind of like going with the status quo and trying to copy people who are doing well. You know, I'm like staying in my own lane, creating my own authentic conversations and thoughts, because I think that that's really important. And I think that's the great thing about podcasts. So if I had to say what is like biggest lesson I have learned from having this podcast now for 2 years, it's been just the way that it really reminded me that I can be disciplined with something. I can make something consistently again, and that, you know, I really have found my voice with it, you know, when it comes to what I'm the most passionate about, what I like to talk about, what I like to help people with. So if I had to say anything with like this, the whole behind the scenes of how Rebel Wellness started, I would definitely say one of the biggest challenges was just to make sure that like I always kept going and like always making sure that episodes were launched, you know. And there is definitely, and there still is like so much growing room. Like, I'm not gonna be all sugar-coated with you guys. Like, it's not beautiful the way that podcast production works. It is sometimes hard. Like, there have been times where I didn't know how to formulate certain thoughts, or, you know, my brain would be just not in a good headspace. And I'd be like, I just am not articulating well. Should I even make a podcast episode about this or that, you know? And it's been really amazing, you know, especially having the help from our podcast editor, Emily, to make sure that these episodes come out as top-notch as possible for you guys, regardless of the bumpy road that kind of led to it. Because, you know, there are times where you just show up and you're just like, you know, I don't feel like talking about this or that. But the thing that I love about having your own podcast is that you can pick a topic that you do want to talk about, and you can only share what you feel like sharing. And so I think that behind the scenes, I would say for Rebel Wellness, it's been interesting to learn podcast production and creative, not necessarily scripting, but definitely, you know, I do have to map out these episodes, especially the educational ones, because I want to make sure that I cover everything that you guys as the audience might be wondering. And I want to make sure that I cover as much as I can with like really cohesive thoughts and execution. But then when it comes to some of the kind of free format podcast episodes, those are really fun for me, because then I'm just kind of flowing. I'm in a flow state, and it's usually topics that are like the easiest, that I'm the most passionate about, that I end up having multiple times in person with people. And so that's something that I would say has been interesting to experience, is like, you know, you can almost tell in episodes when like something is really easy for me to talk about or that I'm really passionate about, right? Because it's usually episodes that you guys probably like have a really easy time listening to, and that, you know, you can feel it or you can hear it. Whereas like some of the episodes where I've done because people have requested topics and I've not really cared about the topic, but I've wanted to, you know, hold up my side and do an episode on it, I'm just like, kind, I don't want to say I'm flat, maybe I am flat, but it just doesn't flow in a way that feels very confident. So I've learned over the years to like not do topics on things I really don't want to talk to you guys about. But at the same time, you know, like I was saying, how we've evolved is learning that most of the episodes that perform the best are not only just on hot topics with my take on it, but also the episodes that are all about, you know, teaching you guys how to learn yourself, understand your health, advocate for yourself, and just have better access to better quality care that is accessible to you. That is something that you can actually do on your own. Because I think, you know, you guys have heard me time and time again, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, talk about how it seems to be more important now than ever to really pay attention and be in the driver's seat of your health. I think the way that the trajectory of our healthcare here in America, I'm in America, so I'm talking to Americans, as far as our healthcare system goes, we are getting pushed to practically the backseat, honestly, of our little health car. And we should be always driving it. There should be no reason that we are not equipped to take care of our health. It's our health. We know our bodies better than anybody else. And frankly, nowadays, it seems as though, you know, I can't tell you how many friends and clients I've had to help over the years navigate negligent healthcare from their practitioners. And that experience really just made me understand that there is a really broken system existing right now. We are, you know, sicker than ever, and we're disconnected more than ever from our bodies, and we don't have to be. And it doesn't need to be taught by somebody with a PhD to tell you how you can better understand your body and learn it. Because all this stuff is accessible online as well, you know? But who's going to want to take the time to learn it all if that's not something that they're super interested in, right? And so my hope for the next season, season 3, what we're entering right now here in 2025, is all about that. We're going to continue to really expand on that for you guys, because I really want you to have the best quality care that you can feel more confident about, that you can feel like you are doing the most for yourself, that you're not feeling misguided or confused or abandoned, frankly. I've had so many clients and friends just be completely written off by their practitioners, and they're like even younger female practitioners, you know, like you can expect that from like older males, you know, kind of might be like medically mansplaining you. But when it comes to like 40 something female doctors, it's like you should be treating it better. You know, like I am experiencing perimenopause symptoms. Like, can you please do the proper checks to help me figure out how to navigate these horrible symptoms? You know, like I am actually struggling with my insulin and whatnot. Like, I think I have a significant hormone imbalance. Maybe I've got PCOS. Maybe I've got prediabetes, or I'm diabetic and I don't know it. You know, there's all these different things that are happening that I can't tell you how many clients or friends I've had that have gone to their doctors and they're like, you're fine. Your levels came back fine. You know, you see memes about it all the time if you're on any algorithm with health things when it comes to like Instagram or TikTok. You'll hear people just lament over and over again of how like doctors using average ranges on blood work is really missing the mark, especially if you're struggling with something and you have specific, like you can name it, symptoms. That's my vision. That's where we're going with this next season. So I really hope that this is exciting for you guys as it is exciting for me, because it's going to be extremely helpful, I hope, for you, because our episodes where we've talked about those things have performed the best so far, and we've gotten the most feedback and such on it. So we're going to continue into that. But you know, to wrap up kind of our journey and a little behind the scenes from it, it's, you know, like anything, like it's not sunshine and daisies all the time. It is tough. It is, again, a discipline, and it's something that is like a huge learning curve, like anything else. You know, it's not something I'm far experienced with prior because, you know, I've never been like a radio host or something where I could gain experience. But what I did gain experience from prior to this that, you know, led me to the podcasting space and that people kept nudging me saying I should, was I used to do these really long talks on my Instagram for mostly my clients. And I would do, you know, deep dive conversations about things or tips and tricks or whatnot. And I would hear from people that they say that they would play those like while they're getting ready in the morning, but they wouldn't watch the videos because the videos were mostly me commuting. How this started was I used to commute like an hour and a half to and from the Bay Area from Monterey, where I'm currently living. And I would have just so much time. And in that free time, I would have thoughts. And so then I would share the thoughts with everyone. And they'd be like 15, 20, 25 minute chat sometimes. And so people would tell me that they would just play it, not watch the video, and just do their other things and listen to it like a podcast. So for me, I started to realize that like trying to be like condensed and coherent, comprehensive of all these different topics was I was kind of putting in reps while I was doing that videoing on Instagram. And for me, I think that that's really helpful. So if you're somebody who's thinking of like doing a podcast, or maybe you are somebody who already does something like that, you do live videos or something of those formats on social media, you might already be really good at doing podcasts. You know, I'd say the next step that I'm hoping to get into better this next season for you guys is video format. It's really complicated to be recording while you're like formulating thoughts. I think it's really easy when you have a discussion based like interviews, but when it comes to just you talking into microphone, for me, it's been like really hard to want to do that. Cause sometimes I'm just like in my pajamas with a messy bun and no makeup and stuff, and I'm recording these podcasts and I'm comfortable. So I feel better when I'm like talking. But when it comes to like thinking about like, okay, I have to get a little bit done up and whatnot to record this podcast, and I have to have the lighting right and all these different things because people have set the bar so high lately when it comes to like social media expectations, that I'm going to see where I can go with the videos for you guys next year, because it's not as easy as some people make it seem. That's for sure. All right. So we're going to kind of jump into the top three lessons from Rebel Wellness's episodes that I think are worth saying, because it's, you know, kind of foundational stuff that has really aligned with my listeners so far. And, you know, I'd love to know if these aligned with you, but it is something where I think no matter what amount of episodes we've put up about these topics, it's been really interesting to me to kind of see how they land so well with a lot of people. So one of the first lessons that from past episodes that I have learned that I'd be curious to know if you guys are also resonating with is the concept of stress and sleep. I could almost separate them, but at the same time, I think that they kind of just go hand in hand because one kind of eggs on the other. If you don't have enough sleep, you're more stressed. If you're highly stressed, you usually don't have enough sleep. There's several different episodes on it. You know, more specifically this year, our cortisol episode, or last year rather, our cortisol episode did really well because I discussed a lot of what I had learned of my bad habits with stress and lack of stress management had played into really sabotaging my health and sabotaging my hormones. And so much so that I'm still like in the thick of trying to get them better. I'm still very much trying to heal them. And it turns out you can't just take 3 months in a soft girl season and come out balanced and beautiful and boisterous. I was trying to think of B words. But so our stress episodes have been really important for a lot of our listeners because it kind of is making us be more radically honest with just how much we juggle and just how much we're putting on our plate, like I was saying earlier. And so when you are doing so much and you only have so many hours in the day, every single day, you know, you find yourself stretching it out as long as possible, and then you're undersleeping, and then you're repeating the cycle, then you're caffeinating or you're sugaring up or a variety of other things just to manage with it. And then you live like several years to maybe a decade or more living in this horribly unhealthy lifestyle and cycle that is overstressed and underrested, right? And usually underhydrated. And those things are just toxic to the body. Those things like take years off our life. They help our body be more prone to activating DNA that is diseased, you know, and causing disease. And so we really need to pay attention to our modern lifestyles as like more independent working American women, because the expectation is set so high for you can be just as effective and paid just the same as your male counterparts, but simultaneously yet also still need to raise kids because you still need to have kids. Or if you don't, it's weird and you're a workaholic. Like, you know, there's so many weird double-edged swords to the working woman. And I think that for me, and, you know, a lot of my listeners who have talked to me about it, have found that there's a balance that needs to be established when it comes to taking care of yourself, simultaneously taking care of others, but also still fulfilling like everything that you are really wanting to in your career and in your professional life, whatever that looks like. So when it comes to, you know, a huge takeaway from how these last 100 episodes have done, are episodes that talk the most about stress and sleep really resonate with a lot of people. And so I highly recommend you check some of those episodes out because they can give you some really game-changing advice and, you know, actionable tips that I think will be really important for you to learn if you struggle in those areas. We will try to put those episodes or some of those top episodes into the show notes for you so you can kind of check out which episode number is correlated to those episodes to make it easier for you for searching. Okay, so the second lesson from our past 100 episodes that our listeners have had the best takeaways from has been our birth control episodes. I would honestly probably combine this with like hormones. So our hormone and birth control episodes, those episodes have definitely gotten a lot of positive feedback because a lot of that world is very confusing and is very complex. You know, it's not as easy as you can just balance your hormones if you do X, Y, and Z. It doesn't work that way, unfortunately. I wish it did. You know, I could tell you right now, it does not work that way. Trying to fix mine. But, you know, there's so much misinformation and gatekeeping information when it comes to real problems that women face when it comes to birth control or their cycle in general. And so our episodes that are surrounding, you know, natural cycles, birth control, and, you know, general hormones or hormone imbalances in that area have really been helpful for my listeners to kind of learning their bodies a little bit better and actually hearing, you know, more unbiased facts and real life experiences from, you know, I've worked with over 1,000 female clients in my career so far. And there's just been a huge, huge spread of different experiences women have had that even I've worked with, where I don't think a lot of the generic advice that's out there, especially when it comes to hormones, is the end all be all of what you should measure against. You should measure against how your own body is feeling and being able to actually track and check in on your levels. You know, you can do that on your own, and it's not something that you need a doctor for all the time. So those episodes, highly recommend you check them out. They are going to be very important if you have ever been on hormonal contraceptives or have struggled with trying to have a consistent healthy cycle. I'm planning to bring you guys some more really great episodes on natural cycling and all of that, but I already have had some awesome episodes the past 2 years out there, so you definitely want to go check those ones out because you gotta learn your body, babe. You gotta understand your own health a little better. And cycles are the very unique, special thing that only female bodies have. And we don't know enough about them at this point. We're starting to research them a little bit more, but it is really sad that we still don't have great research in much of the female cycle and what it means when you pause it. You know, birth control pauses it or it alters it negatively when it's long term. It can neutrally, a lot of people say it neutrally impacts your cycle, but I would say I've seen more harm done than good when it comes to those synthetic hormones. So definitely check out, you know, our recent one was on post-birth control syndrome. Highly recommend you check that one out because it's going to really help you navigate getting your health back if you've really struggled to even be fertile again coming off birth control. So check out those episodes. All right. And the third kind of group of lessons from the past 100 episodes that has really gotten a lot of positive feedback and has impacted a lot of people, I would say, were the episodes on kind of like self-development, personal development stuff, talking about, you know, changing your mindset around the episode with the scale, understanding the scale and weighing yourself, the episode about, you know, how we self-sabotage with, you know, a variety of things when it comes to not even just our weight loss journey, but just our views on our own body in general. And the other episode about self-love. Those episodes are definitely some of my favorite episodes. I think there's a lot of episodes when it comes to kind of that deeper talk, those conversations that are sort of uncomfortable to talk about when you think about it for yourself, but that you really need to grow in and sit in, stew in sometimes, you know, and explore, you know, where you are holding yourself back. Because frankly, most of the time, the places that we fall the most short are things that can be fixed and things that we can definitely identify. And we should, if we want to move forward, if we want to succeed, you know, if we want to become better people and healthier people, frankly, we have to look into those things and get a little bit real. You know, like I said with the other one, getting kind of radically honest with ourselves and just knowing that that's all for like that discomfort of facing those things or learning about those things or exploring them more are all for your greater good. They're always going to bring out the best version of yourself once you work through them. And so I definitely love those episodes and I've definitely loved all the feedback that we've gotten back from our listeners on those episodes and the fact that usually they tend to share those episodes with their friends or their family. And then they're like, I sent this to this person because of this reason. And it's funny to me because I'm like, oh God, I hope they don't hate me. A kind of a funny joke that I always have with my clients. Usually the wives were my clients. And so they'd tell their husband like, okay, well, Kale said that I can't have this or Kale's blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm not really a person who's like, you can and you can't have this thing, but just usually how people relay it to me. And I'm like, I bet there's just a army of husbands that just hate hearing Kale's, the name Kale's. They don't even probably know me, but they know that I'm probably ruining their life one healthy thing at a time. So it's pretty funny to me thinking about that when it comes to the podcast, because I'm like, there could be somebody all the way in Australia. I mean, we have listeners in Australia and their partners hate me too. I have no idea. Hate me hopefully for the better, or just at least maybe they're just annoyed. Who knows? Whatever. Maybe they also like it. But I definitely would say if there was the top three lessons from this last 100 episodes, it's definitely got to be all the things, sleep and stress, all the things, you know, birth control, hormones, cycle information, and then all the things, self-help, you know, more in that self-love, self-sabotage, all of those different kind of mindset areas. Because honestly, I have always found that it's that work, the mental work that is missed by people. They just try to show up at the gym. They just try to eat right. But then that mental health component, or the mindset component rather, it just ends up sabotaging them, and they sabotage themselves and they sabotage themselves. So if you really want to make progress with your health, I would highly recommend listening to those episodes, because it's going to be, you know, your best chance at moving forward from that and making 2025 one of your best years. And before I kind of like start to close out this episode, you know, I do want to share a little gratitude for all my listeners. And I wanted to give a little bit of shout outs and a big thank you to those of you who have given me feedback and, you know, continued to help me feel like what I'm doing is making a difference in your life. Because like I started off in this podcast saying, the whole reason I want to do it and continue to do it is to help at least one person every episode. And so I'm going to just share a little bit of some of the screenshots that I've saved from conversations on mostly social media, because it's a lot of my listeners that are not my clients. My clients will usually text me their thoughts or feedback, but I'm going to read a couple of the feedback comments that we've gotten from listeners that I don't know, and because I just want to share a little bit of gratitude for all of you. But I mean, I'm so grateful for all my clients who support and listen to the show, and it's an extension of coaching for a lot of you guys in the way that you're learning more and we're getting to have these conversations that we don't usually get to have when we had one-on-one sessions or any of that. Or maybe we don't train anymore or coach anymore. And you'd still want to continue to learn from me. So anyways, I do want to just say thank you guys again so much for listening to and supporting the podcast. It definitely means the world to me and Emily. And, you know, I can't wait to continue to expand throughout this next year. But all right, so Tish, she said, thank you so much for being here. This was a rough year. You are inspiring. It's where I get my youth and energy. Keep thriving. And I love that you're changing people to benefit their health and eat healthier because your knowledge has pushed me towards the right direction. Thank you, Tish. I always appreciate your commentary and feedback on the podcast. It is so great, especially because, you know, I usually don't get to talk to a lot of people that I've become, have become part of my community through social media. And so it is always so exciting to get like feedback from you, especially because we've talked over the last several years since you started being a part of my community on Instagram. And I'm so grateful that you have continued to be a great listener for Rebel Wellness. Another great comment that I had screenshotted and shared or saved that I'm going to share was also, I finally got to your self-love podcast yesterday during my lunch and it was so great. The world is so lucky to have you. Thank you for sharing your gifts and helping make our lives better. And that one, I screenshotted it and I don't know who had said it. Womp. But I'm so grateful for that comment. It really, you know, that's the stuff that warms the heart and just keeps me showing up every week. You know what I mean? So thank you for that feedback. And then another person said it was really great to hear the science behind the macros and you broke it down in a digestible way. No pun intended. Thank you so much for this podcast. It is changing my understanding of nutrition every day. Every day. Tense. No. Again, another screenshotted one where I did not save who had said that. So thank you. If you were listening and you remember saying that, thank you. That's kind of, I mean, I'm not going to overshare all of these. I just wanted to share with you guys a little bit of like my gratitude back to you guys for your gratitude. And we're just doing a gratitude circle. But I appreciate you guys again. And I'm so excited to be at our big 100 episode mark. And I cannot wait for this year ahead. We have so many great things coming on this podcast. So stay tuned and show up every Monday whenever we launch our new episodes. And, you know, if there's any specific feedback that you have for me, more things that you want to hear from me, you know, the best place to do it is message my Instagram at Kaylee Loren. That is the best place for you to reach me directly through DMs. Or, you know, sometimes I throw up little quizzes or polls for topics and things on the Daily with Kaylee broadcast channel on that page as well. So make sure you join that if you want to stay up to date with all of that. All right, Rebel, thank you so much for being here and listening to episode 100, our big episode breaking in to the triple digits. I can't believe we're here, but I also can because I'm committed. I'm committed to you guys. All right. As you know, I always like to close out my episodes. Celebrate your strength and nourishment, walk with confidence, and I will catch you next week on another episode of Rebel Wellness. What did you think about that episode? If you enjoyed it, I hope that you would come join my community on Instagram at Rebel Wellness Podcast or my coaching page at Kaylee Loren or both. I would love to see your name pop up on my new follows list. I might say hello if I catch you. And I would also like to invite you to come check out my website, coachkales.com, if you're interested in seeing any more of the educational learning resources I have created for you. I have a whole ton of amazing free downloads that you can like dip your toe in the water of what working with me looks like. And if you are really vibing with what I have to say and how I teach it, come explore my courses that are available for purchase. They are all do it yourself. In the near future, I plan to have some awesome group coaching that will be all live. So stay tuned for that. And the best way to know when I'm going to launch those is through my monthly wellness newsletter, which is my hand curated, not AI generated, monthly all things health and wellness newsletter that I created to be your new favorite resource for staying up to date with the latest in the health world,
12 self-care resources that I've created and a bunch of the clean beauty picks that I personally use myself and a whole lot more, as well as early access and discounts to anything that I create in the future for specifically my newsletter sign up. So if you'd like to sign up, head to coachkales.com and add yourself to my mailing list. Last but not least, I would absolutely love it if you would help our podcast grow by simply sharing a rating or review wherever you stream and are listening to me right now, and share it on your social medias or text it to some friends or family members if this episode resonated and was something that you think could help somebody else, because I really would love to help anybody in your circle if I've been helping you. So I absolutely am so grateful that you're here. And if you listened all the way through, you are a real one. So, all right, Rebel, until next episode.